So if you're just tuning in, I want to welcome you to the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I'm Beth Williams, and I'm super excited. I have a very special guest on the line with me right now. I'm in Colorado, as you probably know, and this is an old friend of mine, Rand McCullough, who's in Kerrville, Texas. Welcome to the show, Rand.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so I know that we met in around 82. You were playing in a band in Austin called Current. That's correct, right?
That's right.
And then we haven't seen each other. We still haven't seen each other in a million years. I've always loved your music. So let's just start at the very beginning. First of all, where can people find your music? Because when they hear it, they're going to want to go buy it. Where can they find you?
My wife and I have a combo called The Limestoners. They go to reverbnation.com/The Limestoners and they can purchase stuff there, or they can go to CD Baby. Rand McCullough.
And so, yeah, the Facebook page is The Limestoners.
There's a Limestoners Facebook page, but you can actually purchase music on the Limestoners ReverbNation.com website.
Let's go ahead and kick things off with one of your songs. I'm going to do this tune, Song for Wilson. Tell me about this song. This is from your CityWise CD.
Right. This song was written for a good friend of mine named Will. He was like your basic computer nerd. I mean, this guy knew more about computers than anybody I've ever known. If you had a problem with a computer, you could call Will up and, you know, and he'd talk you through it. And he's a really great artist too. And I just love the guy. He ended up getting this, I think it was the Stuxnet virus, and he got hacked by some group of something. Who knows what it, he doesn't even know who did it, but it ended up, every computer he would buy, he would have to destroy, and he had to go buy another computer, and the same thing would happen, and he finally just completely gave up computers. He hadn't had one in years now. This is kind of a joke. I wrote that song about him, and, you know, a lot of people would call this Nobody's Online, but I call it Song for Wilson.
Okay, well, here it is right now, Rand McCullough with his tune, Song for Wilson.
Hours counting grains of sand, waiting for a stroke of luck to strike up the band. The problems were staged, the solutions were hacked. We found out the hard way, the deck was stacked. We came down from the clouds and we're feeling just fine. It's a brand new world, nobody's online. We used to live our lives like it all was a game, but it played out when the correction came. Our keyboards are useless now, our screens black out. We had to relearn what life was about. We come down from the clouds and we're feeling just fine. It's a whole new world, nobody's online. Nobody's online. Nobody's online. Nobody's online. Nobody's online. Wipe that silly book off of your face. Don't worry, this is not the end of the human race. Thank you.
That was Song for Wilson, Rand McCullough, who's on the line with me right now in Kerrville, Texas. So, Rand, are you from Texas?
Hey, I was born in Texas in 1952. I was the firstborn of three kids. My dad was actually a pilot in the Air Force. He was flying jets in Korea when I was actually born. My mom had to pull that one off by herself. We moved around a lot, like Air Force brats. I was living in Japan for the first, second, and third grade at Yokota Air Force Base. That was an event happened there that was really pivotal, instrumental in my becoming a musician. I'd always loved music. My parents couldn't pull me away from the radio. When I was six, I was a Cub Scout in Japan at Yokota Air Force Base. And I remember we went to this big meeting on base to where everybody was getting their awards. And I was going to get my wolf badge, And when we were there, we were in this large complex. I had to go to the restroom. So my mom told me it was down this hallway. And I left the big area that we were in with all the Cub Scouts, and I went down this hallway, and I got in this hallway, and I started hearing this live music. I mean, I went past the bathroom, and I'm only 6 years old, right? But I'm following my ears, and I get down this long hallway, and there's this door, and I could just feel the drums and the bass and the guitar coming behind this door. So I open the door, and I'm backstage, and there's a curtain back there, and I get down and I lift the curtain up and stick my head under it, backstage, and I look up and I see these three musicians, guitar, bass, and drums. The guitar player's back was to me, but out in the audience, I could see all these GIs dancing, swinging girls around, just having the time of their lives out there. And these guys were just rocking with some 50s boogie-woogie rock and roll. And I just stood there as long as I could, and then the bass player he was facing where I was underneath that curtain. And he finally looked down and he saw me. And he looked kind of like amused. And then he kind of saw that I was just completely enthralled with this music. And he gave me this look like, "That's right, kid. This is rock and roll. And you are now infected." And I mean, all the way home from that Cub Scout meeting, I was, "Mom, I have to have a guitar. I have to have a guitar." So it was like that Christmas that they got me my first guitar.
So you've been playing since you were 6 or 7 years old then.
Yeah, I should be better than I am, huh?
You're so great. You really are great. So that's when you first knew you wanted to play music, right? And that was your first inspiration.
Yeah, I had the bug bad, I mean, and I've actually had people ask me now, like, "Why do you do this?" And it's partly because I really want to, and it's partly because I don't do drugs and I don't drink anymore. So if I didn't do music, I'd just go completely insane. Music is my addiction, I let everything go to that. I'm just in it all the time, I'm writing, I'm recording, I'm playing.
Speaking of which, let's go ahead and play another tune. So let's do a song from your Escape Velocity. Tell us about this song. This is the title song we're going to play.
I wrote this one with my wife, Barbara. And we co-wrote the lyrics on it. Basically, it's a play on words. A lot of songs I write, because I leave it in sort of gray areas. But escape velocity is kind of a technical scientific term where it's like the minimum speed required for a free object to move away from a larger object. We just kind of took that and played around with it, made a song out of it into like some real life analogies, So
here he is now, Rand McCullough with Escape Velocity.
With the weight of the dulling years, you have walked these halls. Breathe in stale air. Raise yourself to fall into this vortex of broken dreams. Nobody hears your silent screams. Escape. What you're dying for, escape velocity. In this mediocrity, try to find one room to be what you'll never be. A window draws out the air too soon, where your colors flow free, yeah, into your trunks of lightless years, concealing all of your worst fears. Escape velocity, what you're crying for. Escape velocity, life is such a bore. Escape velocity, set me free. Take me away from this reality. Oh, escape velocity. Stand as long as you can, teetering on the rim, until your poor tired name drops and pulls you in, into the vortex of these lightless years, never confronting your worst fears. Escape velocity, you know you want it. Escape velocity, but you've always longed for. Escape velocity, you're reaching now. Escape velocity.
That was Rand McCullough with his tune, Escape Velocity. Rand is on the line with me. And Rand, let's talk about how you write. You do have a studio in your home, right? You have a recording studio.
That's right. I'm sitting in it right now.
And you do all of your own recording there.
99% of it. Some of it, like, you know, if I'm with musicians like Chris Gage, for instance, he's got his own studio. Right. And so I'll send him a song and he'll send me back some files with piano parts or slide guitar. And I'll just take those and import them into my computer and into my files and mix to my heart's content, you know. But it's a new world, you know. I mean, in fact, I'm in the process of baking old 2-inch reel to reels that I'm going to import it into a digital domain, kind of save that stuff I've recorded at Cedar Creek Studios. And a lot of those musicians that are playing on those tapes are no longer with us, like Danny Thorpe and John Traynor and, you know, Bill Genn. And strange when you get to be our age, you know, because a lot of people that you were used to having around aren't with you anymore. But
yeah, but it's so great that we're able to leave that legacy of music. Speaking of that, have you always been a professional musician, or did you have a stint where you went and worked at Walmart or something?
Well, I never worked at Walmart, but I've done some construction in my life. And in fact, a lot of studio guys ended up trading time with me where I needed to record more than I had money to pay for. And they say, look, build me an add-on on my studio and I'll give you an album for it. And so that's how I ended up getting some of my earlier recordings done, was trading these studio owners time for construction.
How long have you been writing songs with Jen Adams? I noticed, you know, when I look at your CDs, it's a lot of these songs are co-written with her. How long have you been doing that? And who is that?
Well, Jen Adams and I hooked up 40 years ago. We were actually a couple for about 7 years. We started writing together pretty shortly after we got together. We split ways after those 7 years, you know, and I guess it was maybe like 5 years after that that we just started writing together again. We just always have really had that connection. It's a groovy thing. A lot of times she'll send me like some lyrics, you know, and I'll take part of it and add lyrics to it or subtract lyrics from it and find one section that I really like. And, you know, it's kind of it's a creative process, and we kind of go back and forth with that. Sometimes I'll sit on some lyrics for months before anything happens with them. And sometimes I write music by just, you know, I'm always listening in my head for a melody line, because, you know, I can be hosing off the driveway and a melody will just pop in my head. And I've learned, when I hear that, run upstairs and just sing it into a microphone as fast as I can so I don't forget it. Funny how many of those turn into songs. I'm sure other songwriters are the same way. You know, you're always just listening for those little magical lights to go off. You know, you gotta grab them. Like, I've had several songs that I've written. I woke up dreaming. It takes me a minute to realize I'm actually dreaming this original song, you know, and I mean lyrics and everything, you know. Just, so there's a lot of different ways I go about it, you know. Sometimes it's more methodical, you know, where you're, okay, I've got this lyric, I'm gonna like just imagine. And when I get a lyric that I really like and I don't have any music for it, what I'll do is just like hook up my guitar and a microphone and just let go. Totally let go. Let it just stream. And I might sit there for 30 minutes just trying this and trying that, trying this and trying that. Maybe come back 2 days later and listen to what I did and go, ah, there's a little piece right there that I like.
Cool. Well, tell me about this next song that I'm going to play, Blue Ridge Lullaby. That is from your Escape Velocity CD as well.
I was actually living in New York when I wrote that. Barbara and I had moved up there because she was a vice president for Environmental Defense Fund, and, you know, that's where they're headquartered, is in New York City. So we moved up to that area for 3 years. We were actually living in Manhattan through, you know, two hurricanes. You know, I thought I was living in Port Aransas for a while, but we went through Hurricane Irene and Hurricane Sandy. And let me tell you, when the electricity goes down with in a city of 8.5 million people, chaos is just around the corner. You don't know how lucky you have it every day. You wake up, you've got your electricity and your water running. It was during those hurricanes that they knocked the, you know, all the electricity was out, and people were congregating in this one area where they could get some Wi-Fi. I met a guy down there in that crowd during Hurricane Sandy named David Mansfield. Well, it turns out David Mansfield was the mandolin player that played on Mandolin Rain. He was in the original Bruce Hornsby and the Range Band.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was just an incredible, I mean, that guy's played with everybody and their dog. At any rate, he was nice enough to play mandolin and fiddle on this song. Like I said, it was some lyrics that Jen Adams had sent me. I kind of came up with the Blue Ridge Lullaby, you know, hook line, and the rest of it just sort of fell into place really fast. It was one of those that I didn't have to think about too much, you know. It just, sometimes they just flow out of you like that, you know, and that's always great.
So here's Rand McCullough right now with his tune, Blue Ridge Lullaby.
It took all my life to find her. Over peaks of snow I'd go, or down the darkest valley, but my love would never know. Her eyes long for another, and so long my nights of woe, that I surrendered yearning for ever to be her beau. Oh, deep in the misty mountains, was around the Shenandoah, asleep in the arms of a chestnut tree. There you'll find my soul, dreaming of blueberry stars so far from misery. Where songbirds sing the Blue Ridge lullaby to me. I gave my bones to the black bear's cove, my blood to a thirsty fern. My tear-stained eyes went to cloudy skies, my flesh no longer yearns. My love never found her lover, now she walks these woods alone. With every step she can't forget, only heaven hears a lonesome song. Deep in the misty mountains around the Shenandoah, asleep in the arms of a chestnut tree, there you'll find my soul. Dreaming of blueberry stars so far from misery, where songbirds sing the Blue Ridge lullaby to me. Where songbirds sing the Blue Ridge lullaby to me.
That was Rand McCullough, Blue Ridge Lullaby. If you're just tuning in, welcome to my show. I'm Beth Williams, and I do have Rand McCullough on the line with me. We're actually on Facebook chat, and he's in Kerrville, Texas. And you know, Rand, you have a very unique voice. I've always thought that about you. I've always loved your voice, but it's just real unique. So tell me, where do you think you've been with your music? But more importantly, where do you want to go? Do you want to be a rock star? Do you want to tour? Are you happy with your life? What's going on with all that?
I'm happy with my life. I mean, I feel blessed. You know, I've got wonderful people around me, really good friends and family, and not a day goes by I don't thank the Lord that everything worked out the way it did. I mean, where it goes from here, I don't really know. I don't really put a lot of time into wondering. I'm 67 years old. I don't think I'm going to become a rock star anytime. Just, you know, plan on continuing to write, play, record, do my thing. It's all good. In terms of my voice, some people, it's always weird for me to listen to my own voice back. You know, it's kind of, I don't know, I just get kind of queasy feeling. You're the one that's got the fantastic voice.
Well, thank you.
You know, and I was going to ask you, do you remember walking out with my band Current when we played at Aquafest?
I do.
We were playing in front of about 50,000 people, and in 1983, that was a pretty significant portion of the population of Austin. I don't remember what song you did. It was one of my tunes that you sang, and we backed you up, but I just remember you coming out in your blue jean shorts, you were barefoot, and you had a little white halter top, and your long hair hanging down the middle of your back, and you were so cute. I mean, just remember, I think the whole city of Austin fell in love with you.
Aww,
at that moment.
So sweet. So are you and Barbara interested in touring? Do you want to go overseas? Are you interested in house concerts? For someone who's listening and going, hey, I'd like to have them come play, what kind of venues would you do?
It'd be pretty easy to do house concerts, you know, within a day's drive. In terms of like going on a world tour or something like that. I don't know, because we'd have to figure out something to do with our two chihuahuas. But we talked about doing a tour, you know, where we could take our chihuahuas with us. Pablo, our male chihuahua, he actually sings with us.
Oh.
Just certain songs. In fact, there's a hilarious video on our ReverbNation.com site, The Limestoners, where we've got a video of the two of us in our living room playing Stand By Your Man, and Pablo's just singing his heart out at the end of it. It's just hilarious.
We're going to play this next song, Rings in the Fire. Tell me about this song.
Well, this is another Jen Adams co-write, and it's all I can really say about this is, if you want to know about this song, just read Don Quixote.
All right, then. I forgot to mention, tell me all the instruments that you play, because I notice on here you play a lot of different things. Just tell me that.
Yeah, well, I do all the bass, and I always play my old Fender bullet bass, and I call it the bullet bass because it got shot in a nightclub one night. I was playing at the Lumberyard in Austin, where this band I was in called the Almost Brothers, this is 1979, played every Wednesday and Thursday. And Thursday was a nickel beer night when people would get really goofy. This guy walked in and shot and killed two guys right in front of the band, and one of the bullets went right into my bass.
Oh, my.
I still have that bass, and the bullet is still in it. So I do all the bass, and I do probably 95% of the guitar work. Sometimes I'll play, if it's simple enough, I'll play a little keyboard part. Actually played harmonica on a couple of songs, and I am not a harmonica player, but I just sat there and did it over and over and over until I finally got something that I liked.
Okay, well, here it is right now, folks. Rings in the Fire, Mr. Rand McCullough.
His name is Alonzo Quijano, from a space we'd rather not name. It's just like a place that we all know, made of rivers, rocks, and rain. With lasers and armor and electrical wire, the circuits are circuses. With rings in the fire, rings in the fire. He leaves his saddle on crumbling fences till he maps every inch of terrain. Then he ropes in all of his defenses while his tail he will gladly explain. Taming chariots while the goat herders fly, asking impossible questions as the radio waves goodbye. Well, that's how we know where we are going. Those old windmills again. We hurry when we should be slowing, confusing the dragons within. With lasers and armor and electrical wire, the circuits are circuses. With rings in the fire, Master Quixote, bewildered by material days. Bring a damsel and a clever coyote, or to dream of more wireless ways. With lasers and armor and electrical wire, the circuits are circuses. With rings in the fire, rings in the fire, rings in the fire.
That was Rings in the Fire by Rand McCullough, who is a great singer-songwriter there in Kerrville, Texas. And Rand, we're just about out of time. I love your music. I love your writing. And I'm really excited that we've reconnected. You are just surrounded by great musicians. And one of them is your beautiful daughter, Carmen Caroline. And I thought I would just sort of end this segment of the show doing a tune that she recorded of yours, Everlove, from her Carmen Caroline Again CD. Tell me about this song and just tell me a little bit about your daughter, because people can find her on Facebook as well, Carmen Caroline.
She was born in 1979 and loved music from the very get-go. I used to hold her in my lap and play guitar when she was just an infant. I taught her to play guitar when she was probably 7, 8 years old. She just developed her own singing style all on her own, you know. I mean, she sang in the choir and college and high school, and she sings in the church. It's a natural talent. I'm just totally blessed to have a daughter like her. I really am. And this song, Everlove, I co-wrote that with Jen Adams, and she's like a second mother to Carmen as well, you know, and they have a really good relationship. This song's just about imagining an angelic statue that wanted to reach out, love somebody, but they were trapped in a statue.
Rand, thank you so much for joining me. I want to get you and your wife, BJ or Barbara, to join me here maybe in about 3 or 4 weeks. I'd like to interview the two of you about what the two of you are doing also. How does that sound?
That sounds great, Beth. Thank you, and much love to you and your family, and I really do appreciate it.
So here's Everlove from Carmen Caroline, a tune written by Rand McCullough and Jen Adams.
If you weren't a devil, I would be your angel, and we'd be in heaven for the rest of our lives. So I wait here without you, as still as a statue, with wings wide and frozen, keeping track of all time. So hot, so cold is all that I have known. The fire in the moonstone is holding you now. I'd reach in to keep you, show dreams can come true. Yes, I would hold on to you if only I knew how. This frost won't forgive me or bring me any sympathy in the spring beneath us. Refuses to bloom. So our hearts will be written over and over again on the soul of the willow. No beginning, no end. So hot, so cold is all that I have known. Show you dreams can come true. Yes, I would hold on
your Christian walk, you're not qualified, you won't do. And I thought, excuse me, but you don't know me, who I am, where I've been, or what I've come through. Won't you come to my house for dinner? Let me bake you homemade bread and sweet ham. It was long ago I was a drunk and a sinner. Let me show you how much better I am. My house is clean and there's a warm fire burning. Two cats are fed and my chores are all done. Every bill is paid and I'm not in any trouble. Look and see how far I have come. I look life in the eye. Get up if I fall, stand tall and look life in the eye. My God and I. Mind couldn't see straight. All of those years I can't undo what's done. But I've been forgiven. I've been living a good life of each day with the sun. I look life in the eye. Get up if I fall, stand tall and look life. My God and I. Life's too short to live like a beggar. I don't need your approval. I do as I please. So let me say it right now for the record. We're doing fine, thank you, my God and me. So won't you come to my house for dinner? Let me bake you homemade bread and sweet ham. It was long ago I was a drunk and a sinner. Let me show you how much better I am. I look life in the eye. Get up if I fall, stand tall and look life in the eye. God and my God and my God and I. She said, you're a novice in your Christian walk. You're not qualified, you won't do. And I said, excuse me, but you don't know me, who I am, where I've been, or what I've come through. That was yours truly, Beth Williams, singing My God and I from my In This Old House CD. You can learn more about that song and all of my music at BethWilliamsMusic.com. We're just about out of time, and I like to end my show with a positive thought about moving forward, being happy now, not looking back. So here's one. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, worry about the future, or anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. That's from Buddha. So that's it. We are all out of time. I'm singer-songwriter Beth Williams. I'll be back same time, same station next week. Until then, please come join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music. Be sure to click like and follow, and then hop on over to YouTube, to my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music, where I have all kinds of videos on how to yodel, some guitar lessons, vocal lessons, and of course, all my original music, or at least some of my original music. Until next time, this is yours truly, Beth Williams, wishing you well and reminding you, don't look back, be happy now, one love. Now, don't look back, be happy where you're at now. Be happy now.